listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are visiting with a man I've come to admire enormously for both his service to our country in the government and for that he has assumed since he left it as a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, specifically working for the Customs and Border Patrol Organization, where he was literally on the front lines of defending us at our border, a vantage point which gave our guest, Phil Haney, a ringside seat, but more to the point, an opportunity to contribute directly to our security until he was thwarted by the policies of the Obama administration, specifically with respect to its so-called willful blindness towards the jihad. And this is the subject of an extraordinarily important book by Philip Haney entitled See Something, Say Nothing. A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. Philip Haney, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio, I think for the first time in the new year. So happy new year to you. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Phil, you have, of course, from that vantage point and throughout the work that you've done both in and out of government, been an extraordinarily astute observer and an alarm ringer about the Muslim Brotherhood and its affiliates and friends and the sort of what I think of as Sharia supremacist business. Talk a little bit about the extent to which you perceive here in the United States a real threat from these entities.
Well, I've been in this area for 40 years, and recently, on November 28, 2016, the Assembly of Muslim Jurists of America, we'll call it AMJA from now on, published a what they call a roadmap in response to the election of Donald Trump as the 45th president, and they call it a calamity. Those who read the Quran and understand the veiled language that they use, understand that calamity is a direct reference to a call for action by the global Islamic movement. So what I did is I went through the fatwa, I call it the fatwa, the roadmap, and pulled out all of the Quranic references contained within the camouflage language of the English text of the roadmap. And that's what I'd like to talk about today. I consider it very ominous simply because in 40 years of doing this work, I have never seen such an overt, direct explanation of what the goals of the Islamic supremacist movement here in America actually are.
Yeah. Phil, this is an article that you've written for Front Page Magazine. I believe it also appeared at Robert Spencer's terrific website, jihadwatch.com. This is an extraordinarily important warning. As I say, you have provided them in the past, including in See Something, Say Nothing. But you're saying that they're amping up the direct call to action. And by that, do you mean intensified violence here in the United States?
There are three triggers, I will call them, that have the potential to set off reactions, not only here in America, but throughout the Islamic world. One of them will be, or could be, moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The second one would be designating the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group right here in America. And the third one would be immigration reform, focusing specifically on Muslims from special interest countries. And as a matter of fact, this very day, President Trump may well be announcing his intention to focus on immigration reform on Muslims from these very special interest countries like Yemen, Sudan, Somalia, Syria, Iraq, and so on. Well, the Islamic world sees this as an affront, as I mentioned earlier, a calamity, an interference, an intrusion into their global strategic and tactical plans. So from the perspective of the AMJA, the Assembly of Muslim Jurists of America, they have put the entire Muslim community on alert to stand and be ready for what they consider to be this calamity, this intrusion by the Trump administration into their plans and what they call civil rights.
So, Phil Haney, this might translate into violent responses, but does that mean, in your judgment, that Donald Trump should not relocate the embassy in Israel and not designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization and not stop the continued inward migration of Sharia-adherent Muslims who may not, as he says, share our value and seek to undermine our constitution and republic?
No, just the opposite. The fact is that the policies of the previous administration have so corroded our capacity and our recognition of the threat that we face that now that President Trump is addressing them directly, it seems in contrast to be much more dramatic, if you will, or extreme than it might have simply because we have failed to address these issues for so long. And regardless of whether we address them directly or we continue to put them off, we will have to face the consequences of these policies sooner or later. So it's better for us to take the courage and direct them or address them honestly right now.
Another consideration, it seems to me, Phil Haney, is that if you do it now at a moment when a lot of nations, including those in the Arab world, are trying to get the measure of Donald Trump and may not want to cross him, for one thing, and also are very much alive to the danger posed to them by the Iranians and who recognize that Israel is an ally in that regard. As are we, under the new management, I think, of Donald Trump. All of this means, I believe, that this is the moment to do it and not to seem to engage in submission to these threats from the Amja or from their overseas counterparts, the Muslim Brotherhood and so on. Speaking of Amja's members, let me just ask you about a fellow who, at least until recently, was one of them and therefore one of the people issuing these fatwas, these juridical pronouncements that have, as you say, often had ominous overtones. And Phil Haney, that would be Muhammad Majid, an imam who spoke at the National Prayer Service. Tell us what you know about his background and, in your judgment, the appropriateness of his being at that prayer service with the President of the United States and Vice President.
Muhammad Majid, the Imam of the Adams Center, right here in the Washington Metro Center, is actually listed on the AMJA website this very day as expert number 26. They have a list of maybe 40 plus or minus experts. So he is a current member of the AMJA. The thing is that he is also president and vice president, I should say past president and past vice president of the Islamic Society of North America, an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial, which remains to this day the largest counterterrorism trial in our history. And Adams Center, the mosque that he's imam of, is closely related to an organization called the International Institute of Islamic Thought, which is also a co-conspirator, and a large consortium called Safa Group or Safa Trust that was raided by the FBI right after 9/11 because, in their own words, in the Safa Group maintain a financial and ideological relationship with persons and entities with known affiliations to the designated terrorist groups, Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hamas.
Phil, there's so much more to explore with you than we've got time to today. We hope to have you back very soon for a deeper dive on all of this. In the meantime, folks, check out Phil's terrific new piece at Front Page Magazine. Phil Haney, thank you so much for joining us. Next up, Mark Krikorian and more straight ahead.